Pollution 2001, the illusion of doership, Bhranti. This is continuing the translation on November 30th of 2009 DVD Satsang of Pujya Niruma. And now she goes into the Q&A sessions of yesterday's original discussion on the illusion of doership, on Pariyushan, which is a special session of the 10 days in 2001 when she took this issues in August or September of 2001. She says, I was talking to the bank manager on the phone about something. And I walked over. So there is an inner vision as I was walking to the bank that it takes so many evidences to get gathered together before the work gets done, and therefore the inner vision, if this unfolds, saying that if this was going to happen, not going to happen, was this not an initial flash of the Vyavasthit being the doer, SCE being the doer? Niruma says, you're just supposed to settle the file with the equanimity. What if we, is it some kind of a support? Is it not to saying that it is all SCE? Yeah, no, Niruma says, in specific situations, you have to apply specific agnas. So what happens is Vyavasthit, and a file that arises, you have to settle with equanimity. You should not be weak in your intent to settle with equanimity. You should not be weak in your intense desire to settle with equanimity. To remain in equanimity is the critical thing. And then you have to just continue observing whether it happens or not. If she is crying, if she is crying and you, did you find yourself crying? Then if you find yourself crying, that means you are not necessarily in equanimity. So this is, come with your mom, because this is a Pariyushan, so where it says where we are going to discuss the joint issues of the files that you have with her. Do you want to keep the junk in you, or do you want to get it all out? So this is now in the Q&A mode at Pariyushan. Pariyushan is a specific time where people take an intense approach to dissolving the mistakes of the self. See, Niruma, a question was, when subatomic particles are charged, they are called prayoksha, and then they discharge in the state of Mishrasa, mixture, and once they discharge, then they become pure, that is called Vishrasa. So these are all specific terms given to charge, initial charging of the subatomic particles, gathering of the subatomic particles as karma, and then discharge of karma. And once the karma is discharged, then those subatomic particles come back to their original state, which is called Vishrasa. So prayoksha, mishrasa and vishrasa. all the problems, there is nothing is a problem if the in this process of charge and discharging, it is the interference of the self, the ignorant self into these, that is called the ego, the ignorant self, SCLF small, the interference of the ignorant self is the problem. It is the ego that really creates the whole mess. So, it is the ego that either wants to increase the worldly interaction or be done with it. The self is in its own place, the S capital self, and then the non-self complex Pudgal is also in its own place. So, really, there is no difficulty there is there. And So let us just focus on this ego, which really creates all so much difficulties. If you watch that ego, you'll find that it does not have any independent existence. And so to see the ego is to really know the action of prajna. Question. We say that there is no doer in this thing. So then, he says that the individual specific the question was, it is the individual properties of each of these particular aspects of making a tea that actually make it happen, is it not? In other words, the tea, the sugar, the milk, the fire, etc. And the essential balance of each one of these which makes it all happen, is it not? Niruma says these are all very specific order. First the water has to be kept, then it has to be boiled, then the tea goes in, then the color comes in, then you add the masala, then you add the sugar, then it boils some more, when the color comes in, then you add the milk, and then you let it boil up to 3 times before you turn off the stove, and then you have a very good cup of tea. So is this, the question is this the individual qualities of each one of these that makes it happen? Niruma says, no, these are all situations, is it not? It is the interactive situation of one situation with the other. If the order that was just described in the making of a tea was disturbed, then it will taste different. Now, who is the doer in all of these things? And who is the one who makes the decision of this is the order to be followed versus no, this is the order to be followed? In other words, there are some people who just mix everything in the pot, all the ingredients, the tea, the milk, the sugar, the masala, the water, and then they boil it. So, I mean, who is the one who makes the decision that this is the way it should be done versus this is the way? And who is the one who really prompts somebody to make this decision? We have done. This lady says, Niruma, in this samayik, having done a lot of samayik on this thing, I come to the conclusion that at the bottom of it all, it is the ego only, is it not? Niruma says, obviously, it is the ego that is the whole problem, is it not? When you keep on investigating at the bottom of it all, you'll find that it is the ego that is there. And then it is the ego that makes you think that I am this and I am that and I am this. If the ego gets out of this belief, the wrong belief that I am the doer, then you have accomplished a lot. It is this guy, the ego, just sitting in his own place, keeps on saying, I did it, this is mine, and I'm the doer, etc. So do you think that then out of the ego of doership, then the different phases arise, and then the intellect takes over? How does it take over? So if there is... So she says the reason that we do not get this clear and distinct experience of self is because of, is why Nirma says it is all of this. It is the ego, the intellect, and its ramifications does not let you go into the territory of the clear and distinct experience of the self, as capital Spashta Vedan. It is because of the wrong beliefs of the ego, and it is because of the continued wrong beliefs of the discharging ego, the subtler ego, the subtle ego, and the subtle ego, particularly the discharging ego, that it does not let you go into the modes of the blissful state of the self, which is the nature of the clear and distinct experience of the self. And so because this illusionary attraction, this illusory attraction of a husband, my home, my children, is it not again a wrong belief of wanting to have pleasure from that which is really not yours, that which is really non-existent, that which is really an illusion of the ego, is it not? Nirma, we said that. Nirma, on the one hand we say we want liberation, we want moksha, and on the other hand we say that we have to go through our duties. So how do we know what's going on? So Nirma says if there is suffering, then recognize that it is the role of the suffering and an ego, and if there is no suffering and ego, then you know that you are in fact in the territory of the bliss of the self. It's as simple as that. Find out who is the sufferer. The sufferer is the ego, is it not? Any suffering is of the ego only, no? Every suffering is to the ego, is it not? So then attraction and repulsion, pleasure and pain is all part of the ego, is it not? Niruma says, yes, that is, you're right. Therefore, you do not need to do anything. You don't need to kind of run away from your husband or your children. You need to be simply aware of where the illusory attraction moha is arises. Be the seer of this illusory attraction, and then just keep on seeing how it is arising and proceed forth. If you can see this, and if you can know this, then you will be separate. We see this, we talk about seeing and knowing. And the Niruma says, if the exact seeing and knowing is to really see the ego only and nothing else, can you see the ego in all its ramifications? If you can see the ego, you are fine. That is the exact seeing and the knowing. Can you see the exact, can you exactly see the ramifications and the reactions of the ego? Ego is the base of it all, is it not? You are the pure soul. And Niruma, question. He says, when we are seeing the ego, Niruma says that you are actually seeing the pure ego only, is it? You are just seeing the gross ego only. He says, otherwise you really find out the one who is becoming one with nada, who is becoming nada. Find out the one who becomes absorbed and becomes one as nada, as Patrick, as Jeff. That is the one where we have to really kind of look at it all exactly, see? Find out the one who is becoming engrossed as this non-self complex and identifies with it. Find out the one who becomes engrossed and becomes one with the non-self complex. Next question. You just said, I says, I was started crying, she says. I recognized that it was an illusory attraction, but when I, and then I realized that it was an illusory attraction. At that time, I was able to separate. And then I used to tell it that you did not really, were not able to settle with equanimity. I used to be able to talk to her. I was able to see it in samayik, but when it happened live, when it was actually happening, I was not able to separate it. Niruma says, yes, that is a seeing process post the event, is it not? As you become more and more adept at seeing post the process, then it will be, you will become more adept at seeing it, quote unquote, as it is happening. Then she says, I realize, the questioner says, that I realize that it is the ego that was a sufferer, it is the ego that was the one that was getting involved. Then there was then the conversation started happening. Then I recognize that because you lost your original seat and came into the relative seat, that you suffered, and that is how I saw it. Niruma says that it is because of the moha, the illusory attraction, that this is happening. So Niruma then goes on into the various ways in which the illusory attraction grabs hold of the person who is. He says in the illusory attraction of the children, it in fact they are fine, they are relatively not as attached to you, but you are the one who are, because of your very nature, becoming more and more attached to your children, trying to interfere in it. Is your son going to catch hold of the finger of his girlfriend or your finger? I mean, recognize that when the time comes, he's going to go towards his girlfriend and going to slowly separate from you, madam. So this lady now says, and then when I started talking in that kind of sense of separation, so then as it went on, then I was able to talk to her about where her means now she is separating her relative self, where she was at fault, and so the inner, she's just going on to describe her inner conversations, the questioner. Niruma says you are taking on this discharge over on your head, are you not? You even file number one is a discharge, is it not? So then why do you need to extend it to the secondary files of file number one, like my file two, my file three, my file four? In fact, it is file two is file two of file one, not your file. So when you say my file one is my file, you are, the word my is a very subtle way in which you kind of get attached. Now they show. Then you just talked about becoming tanmayakar, to become one with the non-self complex. It says when two elements come together, when the self comes into the non-self complex, that is when the illusion arises. And so then the associated belief of doership arises. And then there is a sweet taste of doership which makes you believe that you, that will makes you entrenched in the doership, is it not? And so you need to be aware of everything that this person is doing all day long. You need to, and that is awareness. To see is the awareness, and to converse along. She says I applied one more evidence that, you know, she is tasting the sweet juice of doership, but if it was not part of SC, how would she have ever tasted it? And therefore Niruma says, that's correct, if you can bring in SC, then that's good. So now this is a question here, where every living being has a self in it. And the self is not the doer. But we do have a body now, do we not, ma'am? And it is because of the body we are able to do. What is the connection between the S capital self, the Atma, versus the doer body then? Are you saying that there is no independent energy of the S capital self? Then if we are truly disconnected, then we really, there is nothing to be grateful about as the doer to the non-self, which is the pure soul within you, the absolute soul within you. So I want to feel very grateful to my Supreme Lord within me. Niruma says we are doing it all constantly. We are. Are you here with your husband? Yes, I am here. And so now this person, her husband is standing up and catching his ears and going up and down. He's saying, I follow whatever she tells me. It looks to me like I have to do a very strong purushart, strong inner effort. Niruma says, but these five agnas are this. Five agnas is your ultimate inner endeavor, purushart. It is the extract of the supreme liberating knowledge of this entire universe. If you are in five agnas, you don't need to do anything else. And the Gnani has said, the Radhashri has said, that in order to discover one agna, we have spent a million lifetimes. And we have, until we saw it in each and every subatomic particle of this universe, we have not given it to you. We have seen it and extracted it, and we are sharing it with you. So, I am the five agnas, says the Agnani Purush Radhashri. I am the Gnan. The Gnan is the five agnas. And so he has given it to you with his pristine clarity in your hands. Do not move away from it. That is your ultimate purushartha. That is the ultimate extract of the reason for your spiritual progress as the Purush, as the enlightened one, as the S capital self who is separated from the non-self complex. He says it is only after when it unfolds, at the top level of merit karma unfolds, then this knowledge is attained, this jnana is attained. And once you become the self as capital, the Purush P capital in Gnan, then you are able to deal with it. Until then, all the spiritual endeavor is an illusion, because it is based on the doership, and it is based on the sense that I am Nada, I am Jeff, I am Patrick, and I am the doer. Because as long as one has the ongoing sense that I am the doer and I am Patrick, one is really not out of the loop, one is really not free, one is still bound. So this is why he says karma. Akha Bhagat has said that when the sense that I am this body and even lives, then you are no longer the doer. And you are not the doer, and that is the religion, and you are the infinite, absolutely enlightened self, full of bliss, and if you are the embodiment and the ocean of bliss. And the next one, if you say that I am Hemal, then that is Dehadhyas, that is say that I am this body, is it not? Whereas really you are not, you are the pure soul. And therefore whatever she does, I am not the doer of it. There should be the separation. It is she who is doing it. And then there is that illusion of doership that kicks in if you say that I am doing it. And they said, so in this satsang I have to make her do it, right? Hemal do it. Yes, so I recognize that there is Hemal and there is Shuddhatma. Whatever, in ignorance I am Hemal, and as long as Hemal is doing it, you think that you are doing it. But then once you attain the Gnan, then the ego leaves, and then the Prajna is the doer. And when the prajna becomes the doer, when the prajna is the knower and the SCE is the doer. So it's the gnan is taken up by the prajna, the liberating energy of the self, because the original self is the absolute knower and seer. And whatever prajna does and whatever prajna flashes, whatever prajna shows, that is the correct purusharth, that is the correct energy of the self. The rest of it is just a wrong belief, and it is a purusharth of illusion only. So to know and see what nada is doing is the ultimate purusharth. And you will find that the non-self complex is going to be part of the autopilot of the non-self complex, which is part of the evidences that are unfolding in life of under SCE. And that is called the discharge. That is the true discharge. However, there is a subtle sense of interference that I've got to do it, and that much is the residual illusion that needs to be cleared through prajna. Next question: How can the illusion of that I am this in this universe? He says, why did the S capital got involved with the five other eternal elements? Why did Atma get involved with other five eternal elements, namely matter, space, time, inertia and motion, energy? But he says, it has always been united in this thing, but only when it comes into the realm of humankind, human birth, then after infinite lifetimes as a human, countless lifetimes as a human, he comes to a state where he starts inquiring, who am I in this? And until then, it is just a mixture. So it's Niruma is giving the analogy of an example of if he starts an experiment, if a scientist starts an experiment and he mixes various chemicals, and when he walks away from it and supposing something explodes, he will forget everything, will he not? That he will forget that I am the scientist. In the nature of the explosion, he'll forget that I am the scientist and I just commence this experiment. And then slowly then he becomes a little bit more aware, and then he slowly starts or becomes aware. And when this awareness comes very slowly, and then he thinks, oh, and then he realizes, who am I? I had actually done this. Maybe I mixed this acid too much. Maybe this was not the way I'm supposed to mix the ingredients. And then so he's able to see it all as it is, piece by piece and very slowly. And then he analyzes it retrospectively that, oh, I added the wrong ingredients. And in this way, and this is the awareness and increase. In the same way, this body is an experiment. This our lives after life is an experiment where it is constantly happening. We are constantly investigating between what is the self in all of this, who am I in all of this, how is it that this is coming in front of us, and as they come together, what is the result? And as it mixes together, then there is the illusion of that very mixture, is it not? Because the six have been constantly together from the very beginning until until liberation, the six are always together. And as it starts settling down, then one is able to see it in with much more clarity. And then he is able to see it as it is, but he is not able to see it exactly as it is. And then once he attains human birth, and then he... And then as a human being, he loses his awareness of the doership. He starts getting recognizing that there has to be an external doer. Once he has to attribute God as the doer, and subsequently as he starts thinking even more about it, then he recognizes that there is another issue as a doer rather than God. There are other elements. And then because when he tries his best to do something, he may make superhuman efforts to accomplish some task, and when it doesn't happen, then he starts doubting his capacity. He starts wondering whether there are other issues involved in here, and therefore his egoism and his intellect takes a little backseat for him to recognize that there is certain other factors which are in operation here. And so therefore then he says that, you know, there is God is the doer, I'm not the doer, it is God's will, etc., etc. And so he misplaces the doer as the God is being the doer. But then he takes over intermittently. When he is able to do it, then he says, I am the doer. And then when he is not able to do it, then he attributes it to God. And so this is how it... So this is just the illusion only. So he still believes that God is the doer. And then he believes that this entire life, God is the doer. From his just switch from I am the doer to God is the doer, because he cannot find the exact doer. And then when he sustains a very, very serious loss in life, then he'll say, "Hey, you God, what? How dare you do this to me, God? You do not exist." And so the illusion has decreased a little bit. So, but he becomes an atheist. He doesn't believe in God, but he continues to suffer. He continues to suffer this way, and yet he really does not find the exact answers. And then his investigation continues further, and his suffocation continues. And then ultimately he reaches a Gnani, and the Gnani tells him that there is really no doer. SCE is the doer. Scientific circumstantial evidence is the doer. And then he says, so in all of this thing, you don't know which particular evidence resulted in this evidence, resulted in this evidence, resulted in this situation. And so when he can see it as it is in the Gnanvidhi and the post-Gnanvidhi, then the illusion leaves. And can one see this entire process of evolution from one sense being all the way to the total enlightenment? Niruma says, yes, it is possible in absolute enlightenment called Keval Gnan. Next question from Mamata. is it Hindi or Marathi question or English? What do you want? Okay, so while doing samayiks, I keep on seeing and at that time I also think that I want to do it this way, and I want, while doing samayika, I enter into a doership mode. Is there ego at that time? And so, and is it the ego that suffers? Niruma says, yes, it is the ego that suffers. Yes, if while you're doing samayika there is suffering, then recognize, Niruma says, that you have slipped from the state of seer in samayika to the doer. And many times I feel that I saw this and I do this, etc. So if I see my own faults, I suffer. Then it is the ego that is suffering. Yes, it is the ego. The self doesn't have any mistakes. It is Mamta. The lady's name is Mamtas, who has got the mistakes. He says, you should be happy. U capital, the S capital should be pleased. S capital here is the awakened self, not the absolute self. The awakened self should be happy that at least you are now able to zero in on the mistakes of Mamta, Nada, Shuddha, or Jeff, or Patrick. In other words, your own self. as small self or the file number one. SS, you are supposed to keep her separate in Samayik and then see her mistakes. Next question. When she is going in the wrong path, then the Prajna says that I am going to not going to listen to you. When the intellect is showing wrong things, then the Prajna from within says I am not going to listen to you. But then, supposing, because it's a non-self complex that starts showing the mistakes of others, is it not? When it does, then. So when we tell her to go, she will not go. Niruma says she will hide. When you. What happens when, while we are looking in Samayik, we start listening to our own speech? Niruma says that's good, at least in other words, at least you are now focusing on the speech issues. Next question. Next. What Srimad Rajchandra talks about Yam, Niyam, Sanyam, etc. And bhakti. And Niruma says, he has said that he has downloaded. He says, you have tried. So he says, Yam Niyam Aapkeyo is a poetry of Srimad Rajchandra. He says, for infinite lifetimes you tried all the disciplines of the Patanjali's eight yogas. However, through his own self-guided behavior, and he has not attained anything because he has not found a Sadguru, the Gnani Guru. The Sadguru, the one who enlightens, is called the Sadguru. Sadguru. Sadguru means the enlightened Guru, the one who liberates you. And so this is. Lekha says, if you follow Chaturang, means the one who is Chatur, the one who has really attained, he's talking about the one who is enlightened. If an enlightened person tells you go in that direction, then you will attain it. So it is a very beautiful poem of Yam Niyam Aapkeyo of Srimad Rajchandra. It's gorgeous, written about 125 years ago. It really shows the essence of the path of liberation, or at least really lets one proceed exactly on the path of liberation. And therefore, just recognize the meaning of Dada Shri, that the way Dada Shri has opened up the meaning of this poetry, because he says, a very great poem, which has been written by a Gnani years ago, it has to be reinterpreted in the light of the knowledge of the Gnani rather than through the light of the intellect, because it will create difficulties otherwise. And so Niruma just, so he says we do not. She says, she says it is now 125 years later, even there are devotees of Srimad Rajchandra who believe that just by a deep devotion to this original Gnani, for them, Srimad Rajchandra, they will attain it. Yes. They will get the bhakti. Niruma says, yes, they will get the bhakti or the devotion to the Gnani, but they will not get the Gnan of the Gnani, because the Gnan of the Gnani can only be attained through the direct meeting with the one who is enlightened, a physical meeting with the one who is enlightened, really in a direct presence in front of him. You cannot worship a Gnani about who has passed away and who is now non-existent now in physical form and hope to attain his knowledge. You have to have a living medium to really convey to you exactly, and partly, and the exact reason for that is that you, he is the one who really sees the gnan. Otherwise, so this is a critical. So it has been written that, it has been said that find the enlightened one. Because is it not very critical that find out an enlightened one and then surrender all your intents and all your bhavs to the lotus feet of such a one, and then if you do not become enlightened, then come to me. It's a very powerful statement of Srimad Rajchandra, and has been repeatedly mentioned in different Aptavanis of Dadashri, and Gnani Purush Dadashri also emphasizes this very, very, very much again and again, and which has been continuing to be emphasized by Pooja Niruma and Pooja Deepak Bhai as they keep on talking to more and more new seekers who come to him, go to them. I say, so why is it that the live person is asking you to come to him? It is because they want to liberate you completely and to make you absolutely free from faults, says Deepak. Listen, Niruma, this is a very beautiful light. Why is it that the sun is totally still clouded up? It says, during the Lord Mahavir was so enlightened. But yes, that is true, because that was the fourth era. Now this is the fifth era. Because the reason for that is, Niruma says, now that they have become absolutely involved in Kriyas, they have Kriya Jardhika. They believe that whatever being is correct, they believe that theirs is the true path of liberation. This is such a beautiful science that is expressed in front of everybody. However, this has exploded like a glorious million suns for the Gnani Purush himself, and he has taken it upon himself to really share it with the other worlds. And so those who have attained it from him really have taken it upon themselves, say, this is so glorious, I need to share it with others too. And Dadashri says, this is not my own knowledge, but this is the collective knowledge of the 24 Tirthankars. And subsequently there has been a lot of reading, of all the Jain scriptures. However, and then Niruma says, then I had the opportunity to meet a lot of people who are on the path of the Jain religion, and there has been a lot of, and then even especially for Dadashri, when this knowledge exploded within him spontaneously, then as he subsequently explored the work that is being done in the Jain religion, then he recognized that they were clearly away from the path of Lord Mahavir. He recognized that their samayiks were wrong. He recognized that their pratikraman were wrong with reference to the exact liberation, and therefore he had to say it as it was. And this has been thoroughly exposed and explored in Aptavani 2 and in the latest book of pratikraman called dadashri.org/p6.pdf. Niruma is just going on to describe all of these things which Dadashri has described. They have gone off on a tangent. They have totally missed the original path, and they have been covered with such a severe illusion that they say that my religion, Jain religion, is the highest. But yeah, and then so they say my religion is the best, and that is the ego, is it not? My religion is the best is the ego. And then I know it, and therefore my religion is best, and I know it. Therefore, they really are remaining distant from this beautiful Akram Vignan, and they consider themselves superior, and therefore they are not able to take the benefit of this live, ongoing, beautiful science that is right, so accessible to them, and is present within their own cities like Ahmedabad, etc. Yes, are you saying that it is said that one cannot digest money, knowledge or religion? Says, Niruma says it's okay if you cannot digest it, but in fact what you're doing is that you are actually vomiting it off on the other person, are you not? In other words, you are also deriding and you're talking negatively about this such a gorgeous new vision that is opened up through Akram Vignan, which is totally impartial to any particular religion, major religions in the end. And what we are saying that these people have got the wrong knowledge, they have totally immersed themselves into something that is totally wrong. It is not a question of branding the other person in terms of what he knows or what he does not know. The real issue is, where am I with reference to religion, where am I with reference to spirituality, where am I? And he says, we are not saying that they are wrong, but we should have the exactness of the visions to be able to see it, where it is applicable, and where, and to call it as it is and to see it as it is. So therefore, the only person to take shelter of in this world is to really take the shelter of the Jnani and nobody else, because the Jnani has the full enlightened vision through which he can see it and share it and give it to you in exactness, and always correct it if you go in the wrong direction. So for true religion, yes, you will need Samyak Jnan, Samyak Darshan, Samyak Jnan, Samyak Charitra and Samyak Tap, right? Right vision, right knowledge, right conduct and right penance. And the right penance is involved between right vision and right knowledge. That experience. So now this lady who's questioning, she says, Dada Shri has given us so beautifully and so easily. Why is it that it is not spreading all over the world, Niruma? Dada Shri and Srimad Rajchandra has talked about it. They have opened it up very clearly. And she said, the problem is that Kund Kundacharya's Samaisar never came, and that is about 1900 years ago. And Srimad Rajchandra was about 125 years ago. People were not able to recognize his presence and his beauty. His own family members did not know him, that he was such an enlightenment. Yes, there were so many. Now people have recognized Dada Shri. There is nothing but it is his, the reason that Dada Shri is now so well known is nothing else except the unfolding of the punya, the merit karma of so many of us, so that we are able to recognize the beauty of this Jnani. And so these people who have accepted Dada Shri have become more natural and straightforward. They are more subservient, they are less egoistic, they are more subservient, they are more appreciative of the beauty of this science with ease, rather than trying to exercise their ego insistence. And now they have started thinking that all of these people have fallen, they have fallen from the path, they have missed it, so I do not want to do that. So therefore, the true seeker will always find it. Dada Shri also used to say that. Dada Shri himself used to say, in presence of Dada Shri, they'll say that TV has got so much junk, so much negativity, so much sexuality, so much going in the wrong direction. So Niruma, Dada Shri used to say, no, leave it alone. This very medium is going to convert it to the other side, and it will become a medium of benefit for all. And you can see that Niruma has been on TV. Now Deepak Bhai is on TV, and this is, millions are accessing it. Next question from another lady. You're talking about awareness, Jagruti. We say that awareness is Purushar. It is not. But when the karma force is very high, then the awareness decreases down. So then, what should we do? Is it under our control? Is it under our realm? Niruma says, Purusharth is nothing except your nishcha, your absolute unflinching determination that I am nada, I am the pure soul, and this is relative. And this is the absolute determination to remain in the five agnas is the most critical thing. And so then when there is the awareness that there is a mistake that has happened, then make nada do pratikraman. You are the knower and the seer of it all. How can we really get into the... when I am seeing as the knower and the seer, how should I catch it exactly? Then Niruma says, and I said, then apply the question, hey ego, where are you right now? Hey ego, where are you right now? Are you in the mind? Are you in the intellect? Are you in suffering? Are you in external kriyas? Where are you, ego? Where are you, my dear? Don't say my dear. Hey ego, where are you? Where art thou? Are you seeing faults of others? Hey ego, are you saying faults of this person? Hey ego, are you involved in this intellectual efforts? Hey ego, are you involved in this absorption of pleasure? Hey ego, where are you wandering? And so recognize, is it, hey ego, where are you going? As if you gone into the chit, are you seeing scenes, ego? She says, when I am doing these things, I am able to see it all. You really need to recognize, you need to recognize that these are all mistakes of file number one. They are not of yours, Y capital. Niruma. Is Purush? An old lady is asking. Is Purushart part of Vyavasthit? Is Purushart the endeavor? No, absolutely not, says Niruma. Purushart is independent of SCE. Is it not some kind of an ego, Niruma? No. In ignorance, Purushart is through ego. And in knowledge, in awakened state, Purushart is through Prajna. Next question. From Niruma, I cannot see what I am supposed to see in Samayik. What should I do, Niruma? And the answer is, if you can't see, then you should do Samayik every day. And there is vidhis of samayik. You should read the books of Pratikraman, the latter chapters of Pratikraman at the end of it. Fine. And then and recognize and read any books of Dadashri where he gives you the increasing awareness of the nature of errors that hurt other human beings and perpetuate worldly interactions. And then move, and then kind of close your eyes and apply the vidhi, and then be the self, be capital S capital, and see small S capital, the self, the small s. And so he says, now she is now asking questions about brahmacharya issues with her husband, and so he says, you should recognize, read the book on brahmacharya, and then take it on further. Do I have to see it? Do I have to think? No. Niruma says, no, you don't have to think. You have to see. Don't think. Thinking is not part of Samayik. Seeing the thinker is part of Samayik. Seeing the one who is thinking, seeing the one who is wandering in his chit, seeing the one who is speaking, seeing the one who is misbehaving, seeing the one who is enjoying, seeing the one who is suffering is Samayik. And if you see it as it is, then you'll be able. That is called samayik. That is the seeing is called the samayik. And that is the increasing. As you see, the awareness will increase. Next question from Niruma. To Niruma. Niruma. Say we want to settle files with equanimity. But if I have to tell a lie, if I tell the truth, then there'll be more clashes in the home. So Niruma says, if you tell a lie, there is a mistake, is it not? But I'm trying to avoid conflicts. But if you can remain in equanimity, then then it is okay. But if you enter into deception, then you, he says, yes, I remain in equanimity, but I recognize, but I do have to tell some lies. Neruma says that you will be able to deal with the clashes that happen, but the deception will get you into difficulties for future lives. What even he says? So what is kudrat here? Now we say that it is part of kudrati ratna. Manvachankayani avasthaya matra kudrati ratna che. The state of the mind, speech and body is nothing but a natural arrangement which is called SCE. So then Niruma says, so she says, then I should not tell a lie, right? Niruma says, try to be as sincere as possible and then say it as it is. But I am concerned, she says, that it creates more clashes if I tell the truth at home. And then you should have the pre-arrangement that is going to clear the clash. But if you deceive, if you tell a lie, will he not know? So really, that is not settling a file with equanimity. Settling with a file with equanimity cannot be done with deception. The other person will come to know about it sooner or later. So really, that there is a problem there. Next question from Niruma. That lady. This says that ego mixes with in that recent question that you answered, that's what the ego, where it gets involved with the mind, with the chit, with the intellect. Niruma says that at that time, just remember that this thing, the thought is not I, these thoughts is not I, the thinker is not I, and keep it separate. And this intellect that is entering into entanglements is not I, and keep it separate in that way. Dadashri has got a very good sutra. In this world, whatever is happening, whether the world accepts it or not, but in all of that, I am not doing anything even for, and to have a continuous awareness of that is called Keval Glan, is called called absolute enlightenment, is Keval Darshan. Neruma is just, it is Keval Darshan, it is called Keval, is absolute vision. That is the absolute vision that keeps you separate and absolutely liberated. So have that as an, that I will repeat the sutra, whatever is happening in this world, whether the world likes it or not, in all of that and amidst all of that, I am not doing anything. If that vision remains, then that is called absolute vision. And that should become more continuous. We have it intermittently in the post non state, however it should remain in a continuous way. And so now today in Samayik, therefore look into it, that which I'll check and see where do we become the doers and where do we suffer as a consequence of it. And therefore in the Samayik, you see, to this better, whether I saw it and I did not see it, is all part of doership in Samayik. To say that I could not see it or could see it is part of a doership in Samayik, in a sense, is it not? It is, the Samayik is actually also happening as part of SCE, and you are simply, by capital, the knower of whether the Samayik happened correctly or not. So one day you say I was able to do Samayik, and the next day you say I was not able to do Samayik. Then in both days you have become the doer, have you not? And therefore, yes, you have the original knowledge that the SC is the doer. However, the whole issue, the reason for doing Samayik is to be free from the subtle intonations of suffering and the suffering that is further multiplied into suffering to others. And so Niruma now is coming to a end, and this is the end of the now we are going to get into the vidhi with Pujya Deepak Bhai. This is the Parishan 2001 part 2 series of the DVDs by Dr. Pujya Niruben Amin on the illusion of doership. And as we await Pujya Deepak Bhai to come to do samayik, it's 9 o'clock in the morning on the 30th of November 2009 here in Simandar City, where not everybody has gone, where Deepak Bhai has gone to Surendranagar and other major cities of western Gujarat, where huge crowds are awaiting him in the pre 2 weeks before the ongoing further opening celebration, temple celebrations at Pooj. So we are awaiting Pujya Deepak Bhai to come and do some vidhi for all of us. Vidhi here is a connection with the S capital self through the medium of the Gnani Purush, and so the enlightened ones are kept together in the enlightened mode. It is a very beautiful thing. Vidhi is to be done with absolute awareness that I am pure soul. I'm aware, I'm as part of the pure soul. So now we have Deepak Bhai coming in. Ha, Deepak Bhai. Yes. Can you hear me? He says yes. Is there Satchitanand in Simandar City? Yes. Is there a bliss in Simandar City? Yes. Good, he says. I just remembered. I was reading that Dadamani says that. He says, this is from the Dadavani of Oneness. There is nobody at fault at all. If you can see a fault, that means it was your own mistake only, my own mistake only. There is nobody's at fault. If I can see a fault, that means it is my own fault, and then that is what prevents oneness with the other person. And so love will arise. So he says, love will arise when whatever mistake that has happened with the other person, then you should ask for forgiveness from any mistake that has happened with the other person. And then, and as you become free from seeing mistakes of anyone, you will become the embodiment of love. And so, look, come on, let us do the vidhi. Atma chum shuddha 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 atma. Jai Satchidananda to everyone, says Deepak Bhai.